Okay, so we're holding by the Mishnah in Kufid Ches, Kufid Dain and Beis. Mazgalo Koshlishi, Mivarech Almazono, right? That's the Koshlishi, is Barech. Uvi Gomer Lov as Ahalo. Uvi Gomer Lov, the undefined, the Birkas Hashir, it's Machokas in the Gemara, Ben Akosos Halalo, Imrotz Lishtos Yishta, Ben Shlishi the Revi, Lo Yishta. So after Birkas Almazon, before the Kos Acharon, right? The Balei Tosfos discussed the Kos Chamishi, Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam. But basically, we have a din of Dalad Kosos. So at that point, you shouldn't have any more Yayin. So Rashbam explains that the Chashash is Shichros in Halal. Now, this is very important. Let's take a look at the Rashbam inside. So, Ben Akosos Halalu, Ben Shnayim Arishonim, Shnayim Achronim, Ratzel Ishtos Yishta, right? That's what the Rambam was probably alluding to in the Rambam Chavur the other day. We talked about Ochel, Kol Mashi Rotz Alachol, Vishosa Kol Mashi Rotz Alishtos. That's what we call Yayin Besoch HaMazon. Yayin Besoch HaMazon, the Kabbalah is that that is not a source of Shechros. Matzasi Gmarasi Rishami, Lam Lo Yishtek, Kadesh Lo Yishtaker, Disulo Matzi the Memer Halu, Parachosam Lo Kvar Mishoka, Her Mishosa Kvar Har Baby Sudaso. Mishani Yayin She Besoch HaMazon, Eno Mishaker, Shalachar HaMazon Mishaker, Udinami, the yain shalifnei hamazon ein mishaker. Okay, if he imrats alishto has been rishon l'sheni yeshta the halom emayit tana ela ben shlishi rivi, which is interesting. Normally, that's not our practice, but we're choshes a little bit more for yain shalifnei hamazon yain shalach hamazon. It's yain shebesoch hamazon that the way that the metabolism work and the internal biochemistry works is that that would not be mishaker. Now, what's the halachic significance? And here, you won't be surprised to hear me say this, because you've heard it from me in a thousand different contexts, whether it's through the sugyas of Naziris that we've learned together, through the sugyas of Kedoshim Tiyu, through the sugyas of Rabbeinu Ephraim, through all the sugyas that we learned together, that Yadus is basically repulsed by Shechros. Ein lecha avon gedol lemizo. We're completely repulsed by it. Shechrusa shal Noach, Shechrusa shal Lot, Yisr Bias Mikdash. It's offensive to us. And Halel, especially when we're exultant and we're being Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should be Bidas Tzlula. To have that done in the context of some kind of, again, drug-induced, alcohol-induced, is not a halal. That would completely undermine the sanctity of that halal and the simcha mifuara that is the simcha shel mitzvah. Again, the Gemara talks about l'nivra yayin ala l'nachim is ha'aveilim, people who are besieged by grief, yayin is ha'mach v'avenosh. So that's one thing. But again, shichros is completely anathema to us, and we're very concerned that the halal needs to be a reflection of Taras HaKodesh and a reflection of Simcha Shel Mitzvah, and nobody gave greater voice to that idea of the, on the one hand, the significance of Simcha Shel Mitzvah, and on the other hand, how vulnerable it is in the Rambam, both in Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Vav, but especially in Hilchos Lulav, in those words where the Rambam talks about the simcha sheyismach ha'adam ba'ava sa'el shetziva bahen avoda gedola. And he talks there about tachas ha'shalovat ha'shem lukecha b'simcha v'tuv levav merov kol. How important an avoda simcha is. That's what the Rambam discerned from the pasuk. Tachas asher lo avanta es ha'shem lukecha b'simcha v'tuv levav merov kol. Ivdu es ha'shem b'simcha, said David HaMelech. So it has to be begeder avoda, and we know that avoda is also bound by shechros. You have to be extremely careful that it is done as an avoda, no different than any other avoda, bikutzo shel yod. And so here, this avoda is particularly vulnerable. So that's why the Rambam says in that context, who should do it? Who should lead? The simchas beis hashoeva, right? The gedolei chachmei Yisrael and the rashi yeshiva. The same way, there's only one other Rambam like that, the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos. When you're talking about Shlotei Shabbos, Kal Lebeinehem, when it's going to be a question, is it Chol Shabbos, is it V'chai Bohem, it's Pikuach Nefesh. The Rambam equates it to an issue of that significance. And there are people who don't understand this. There are people who utilize and distort moments like the Dalet Kosos, moments like Purim, when there is the opportunity for Simcha Gedola Mefu'ara to allow themselves to behave barbarically in a base fashion and let out all of whatever, instead of Avodas Hashem being proper for them, they feel restrained by it the whole year, and now they can, you know, as if Avodas Hashem is unnatural, and now they can, you know, quote unquote, let off some steam. It's such an offense to both those Yimei Simcha, to the Hallel that we're trying to protect here, as well as to the rest of the year, as if to say, the rest of the year, we're asking people to turn themselves into pretzels and to stand on their head. What could be more natural? That's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said. Ki lekach notzarta. What we're doing right now is what we were created to do. We are functioning in the, a chair is made for people to sit on. People are made, Jews are made, to learn Torah intensively and perform acts of chesed. And none of that is enhanced by having a mind that is inebriated and incapable of functioning. So this is a din. This is very important. Bein Shlishi Ri Lo Yishta, not for technical reasons of, okay, there's a technical psul of Shichrus and Halal. That's a fundamental din, that your Halal, your Divrei Shevach, V'hodaya LaKadosh Baruch Hu, on that night of all nights, when it's Lechem She'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe of Haggadah V'Halal, so that has to be pristine. In fact, I was hearing, listening to Dr. Lichtenstein recently reflect on her siddurim with her father. She said the Hallel surpassed the Maggid. And you mentioned during the Maggid, there were important things that were being said as well. But the Hallel, which we're going to talk about, she said that was an overwhelmingly spiritual experience. And I assure you, it doesn't even need to be said that there was no Shichrus Mitsuya Babayizo. So Ma'ivir Kesashir Rav Yehuda Amar Yaluch Hashem Elokeinu. That's a normal siyum for what we say in the Halal HaMitzri. Rav Yechanan Amar Nishmas Kochai. So Tan Rabban Ravi Gomer Lavasahal. Let's try to figure it out. Va'omer Halal HaGadol Divrei Rav Tarfon. So Gomer Lavasahal, that's the Halal HaMitzri. Halal HaGadol, so that's Hodu Hashem Kito Kilam Chazdo, etc. V'yesh Omrim Hashem Rovi Lo Echzar. We'll see more on that later. But an amazing Havamina that we should have Mismor Chav Gimel, which is the paradigmatic mizmor of Gam Ki Eilech V'Geit Sal Moves. There's no mizmor that speaks more to the tragedy of human experience than that mizmor. And yet there's a daya that in this moment of Halal, we're referring to Gam Ki Eilech V'Geit Sal Moves Lo Ira Raki Atayim Madi. That's an amazing idea in its own right. It may have to do with later additions to the Seder, especially, you know, B'chol Dor V'Dor Omdim Aleinu L'Chalo Seinu. But to say that this is actually the din of Halal, that's amazing. So Meheichan Halal HaGadol, again, that's Hodu Hashem Kito Kilim Chasto, Shebish Shifleinu Zachar Lano Kilim Chasto, Hodu L'Kel HaShemayim Kilim Chasto, Nosin Lech M'chol Basar Kilim Chasto. If we have time, I'll tell you a little bit about our, you know, Kabbalahs from my grandfather, Zichron of the Racha. And that, V'yishomrim Hashem Aliyosom, Meheichan Halal HaGadol, Rav Yehuda Omer, Mehodu Ad Naharos Bavel, right, Koflam Midvav, Rav Yochanan Amar, Mishir Hamalos Ad Naharos Bavel. So he would say, you started a little bit earlier, right, Shir Hamalos, Hinei Baruch Hu Hashem, Kol Avdei Hashem, Ovdei Beis Hashem Balelos, you start going back to Koflam Middalad, and then you go all the way till the beginning of Koflam Midvav. Rachav Ar Yaakov, Amrich Yaakov, Bochar Lo Ya, Yisrael Isgula, so he wants to go from Kuf Lamed Hey Pasuk Dalid, as opposed to the beginning. V'lam Nikra Shmo Hagala HaGadol. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishekadosh Baruch Hu Yishev Berumah Shel Olam U'Mechalek Mizonos L'Chol Beria. We just said in Motzei Shabbos, V'makom Shatam Motzei Gdulaso Shama Tamotzei An V'Sanuso. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Yishev Berumah Shel Olam. That on the one hand, he's so far above, he's transcendent, but he's so concerned for the prat, for the person, right, and not just the person, the chol birya, but every animal, livnei orev asher yikro. This is the derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the derech of Gedola Yisrael. I don't know if people here haven't mentioned him. One of the great missed opportunities of my life. I always thought there would be more time to develop a personal relationship with him. Somebody I always admired an enormous amount from a distance was Rav Kelemer Zatzal. He had a He's the rabbi in Brooklyn before he came to West Hempstead. My wife's grandparents were very close with him. And he was this way. He was Yoshev, Yerumah Sha'olam, Kolat Torah Kula, Mechalek Mazonos L'Chol Birya. He's an enormous, enormous, enormous Baal Chesed. He's really one of the Gedolei Hador, and he was one of the Gedolei Hador in Chesed. And that's what the Shul gave him, a vehicle to just, that's what a Shul is, basically, a vehicle for Chesed. But he knew as much as elite Rosh Yeshiva, but he was different in that regard, is that he found his avoda in shul life, and he was mechalek mizonos lechol birya. When my wife's grandmother or grandfather, could have been both. They passed away like 4 months apart. After my wife's grandmother passed away, 2000. My wife's grandfather like died of grief like 4 months later. So Rabbi Kellermeyer was obviously in West Hampstead. He had left Brookline, I think, in the late 70s. So he hadn't been his rabbi for at least 20 years. I think it could have been a little bit more than that. And of course he drove to make a shiva call 4 hours both directions in one day. So that this idea of Kadosh Baruch Hu being Yoshev Berumo Shel Olam U'mechalek Mizonos L'chol Birya. So this is our challenge. This is exactly what we're trying to achieve. It's a very, very fine balance. We want to be involved Berumo Shel Olam, in Dvarim Shel Omdim Shel Berumo Shel Olam, and know every Sifkat and Shulchan Aruch and every Rambam and Ravid, and to be the most ethical and sensitive and proactive Baalei Chesed, Kedeboi Leilo Avad, like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin, about Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, that the greater Gadol is in Talmud Torah, so because he's Mochzak and Mefursam as an ambassador of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he has to be Kedeboi Leil, that great in Chesed. And very few people achieve it, but that's my message to you. I saw this in Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal. It's a terrible missed opportunity on my part that I never... He's sort of like put off, like trying to develop more of a personal kesher with Rabbi Kellermeyer. That's also a lesson. Al tomar shefna eshna shemaloti pana. You never push things off. Chodesh hazel lachaim rosh chadashim karpe diem kazere v'kadesh kedusha sazman. But that's what we're trying to achieve. It can be done. It's enormously difficult. Amari val hani yeser v'shisha hodu. Right, Kili Olam Chasdo, Kineged Mikne Dechav Vav Doru Shabar Kadosh Baruch Hu Beolamo Vilom Nasam Lehem Torah Vizano Sam Bechasdo. So this is an amazing line in the Gemara. What Yeshua ben Levi realized is that how do we earn our keep here? We earn our keep by executing God's vision for the world. God's vision for the world has a lot to do with Talmud Torah. There's also Yeshuva Shalom. The Rambam says those are the two categories that a person can be involved in. Okay? And should be involved in Talmud Torah Sheishi Ma Malacha. It's very important. Otherwise, the Talmud Torah gets undermined. So, if a potato the Gorer is Avon, but basically, Ki Lachach No Tzarta, which we referenced before, that is our Tilos. So, if we're learning Torah, so we're earning our keep. But there were 26 generations when it was impossible for this to be true. It was impossible. There was no Nisinas HaTorah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, right? That's what we say. Those 26 generations. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was Zan Osam Bechazda. There's no way they could have possibly deserved it. If a human being is living in accordance with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's will, he's making time for serious investments in Talmud Torah, whether they're learning Halacha, whether they're learning Agadita, but every word counts, every line counts. So in some sense, they're earning their keep. Now, we can never really claim that it's Al Pidin, that we're getting what we get. There's always an element of chesed involved. But to some degree, we can say that we're earning, we're earning our right to another day. If a person spends their day well, they've earned their right to another day. For 26 generations, hard to understand how that could have possibly been true. So Amar Rishua ben Levi, Hani Esther Mishisha Hodu, Keneged Mishay, Keneged Chavav Dor, Shabar Kodesh Baruch Hu Olam, Lonasam Lahem Esat Torah. So Amar Rishua ben Levi, Hodu Lashem Kitov, Hodu Lashem Shegova Chovasu Shaladam Teivaso, Asher Bishoro Vesani Biseyo Yasam Bebeitzaso, Almana Betarne Golasa. You have people of different socioeconomic standards. And Hashem, when he's mechaper for their avonos, so he takes, the shore of an asher, he can take the Tarnagol and Avan Almana, so it's, you know, an Ola V'yored, you'll allow me to use the expression, but Yisurin can be a Mechaper at very different levels. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. We have very little appreciation of this relative to Jews of a previous generation, where they really, really, really had to struggle. Kashin Mizanos of Shaladam Kiflayim Ki Yoled Yoled Ksiv Be'etsev Tildivanim Mizanos Ksiv Be Tzavon Tochalana Kol Yimei Chayacham Yechanan Kashin Mizanos of Shaladam Yosim Nagula Dilu Begulu Ksiv Hamalocha Goel Osim Mikora Malach Ve'alma Vilo Mizanos Ksiv Halohim Haroe Osim Yodi Ara Yom Hazah. Right, that was what Yaakov said. And so it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bichvodo Ve'atzmo, who has to provide, for, and Yaakov is referring obviously back to his time when he was, Kiva Makli of Artias Hayardin Azeva, Tahisi the Shnei Machanos. It's very hard for us to relate to. We have refrigerators, we have plenty of food. People used to be hungry, and they really did. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Yishasham, Rekadosh Baruch Hu Adam, Mekotz V'Dardar, Tatzmiach Lach, Lach, Zalgu Einav Demos. He started crying. I'm the fun of Yibana Shalom, Aniva Chamori, Nechal Be'avos Echad. Am I going to be an animal? Right, the sense of a dehumanization. Kivan Shamar Lo Bezeh HaSapecha Tocha Lechem. Right, that at least you're going to eat lechem, it'll be very difficult. Niskara Daito. So he said, I'm willing to work very hard, but I don't want to be an animal. Right, people are willing to work, but they don't want to feel degraded. That's very important. Dignity is very important. That's what this Gemara is about. Amar Reish Lakish, Ashreinu im amadim b'rishonu v'adayin lo paltinan mino de kachlinan izbi de dabra. So Reish Lakish said, Ashreinu, if we've made it this far, we're not amongst those that are so degraded to the point of eating Esav of the Midbar. So I'm Rav Shizmi, Mishvei, the Rebbe Lazar, Ben Azariah, Koshim, Mizanosov, Shaladim, Kriyas, Yamsov, Tachsiv, Nesin Lacham, Lechol Basar, Kidlam Chazdo, Vesamachlei, the Gozer Yamsov, the Gzarim, Kililam Chazdo. So I'm Rav Lazar, Ben Azariah, Koshim, the Cave of Shaladim, right? We take it for granted, but there are people, one small hole in an intestine can ruin a person's entire quality of life. Kiyom HaMisa. It's only recently a person could survive such a thing. Shemi paseach echad mehem, or yinaki pekab, or yisasim echad mehem. Right, yev shalam adu fanecha would have been fatal in previous generations. Now they can give a person a colostomy, but that's not a walk in the park. Ki yom hamiso chachriyas yam shev shenemar mehartzo li paseach chusiv basrei rogeo hayam vayem ugalav. Amr of sheshes mshum belosar ben azayah cholam bevazes hamodos. This is a cholamoid, by the way. Kilo Ovid of Orazara, Shinemar, Lohea Masi, Cholu, Sasalach, Siv Basre, is Chaga Matzos Tishmor, all 7 days. Reverend Sheshis from Shumra Blazar, Benazaria, Kol Misabrilash and Haravachol, Mikabilash and Haravachol, Mayade the Sheker Bechavera, Rai Lashlicho, Laklavin, Shinemar, Lakelo, Tashlichon, Oso, Siv Basre, Lo Si Sa, Shemasha, Vikari Bay, Lo Sa Si. The Rashbam thinks that's not the correct gear, so he says you could all learn it down from Lo Si Sa. But, Mesaper Lashon Hara, Mekabel Lashon Hara, the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos in Perek Zayin that a Mekablo is Yoser Kasha Mina Omro, because the person who's saying the Lashon Hara, they're only as powerful as people's willingness to be Mekabel Lashon Hara. What means to be Mekabel Lashon Hara is the following. And it's Nogel in Yana Diyoma. Lashon Hara is not Motzi Shemra. Motzi Shemra is defamation. It's not true. There, a person can defend themselves. The reason that Lashon Hara is kasha from everything is because you're taking one thing, which is Bignuso Shel Chavero, and you're painting a picture as if that defines the person. And I think I've mentioned to you that if you open a newspaper on any given day, so there are at least two articles, if not more, where this is exactly what they're doing. They're identifying one isolated thing. I'm not talking about, certain things where a person is a predator, but one isolated thing could be 20 years ago, could be 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and see, he's basar vadam, or she's basar vadam. You see, they're a hypocrite, they're not what they claim to be, as if there's some big revelation in that story. That's Kabbalah's Lashon Hara, and people that take that information and spread it around. When people say, oh, I'm not Mekabel, they think it means I don't believe it. No, that's Motzi Shemra. Lashon Hara means that it's true, but the question is, how do you contextualize it? If you allow, right, the Baalei Lashon Hara, where there's an Isser, right, Ladur Bishchunasam, they're considered kofrim bi'ikar, you're not allowed to have anything to do with them, not because they're saying things that are false, but because instead of being done, you know, as kol adam lekaf schos, and believing that people, you know, can sometimes, you know, have failures, but sheva yipol tzadik vakam, so they give you a completely distorted vision of the world. And we're living in a door where this entire idea is so, is really under assault in an unprecedented way. And we don't even have a hasaga of how it's going to be possible for people to do tshuva. And Chazal always talked about the idea of chavr chavr islay, that, you know, the koshi of Lashon Hara is so enormous, you know, because, you know, what you spread it, you know, every people in the neighborhood, everybody knows. That's why it says, also ladur bishchunasam. But bizman hazeh, people put things in a cavalier fashion on social media and destroy a person's reputation for life. How does a person begin to do tshuva for that? I mean, is oy lanu miyom hadin? People don't even have a hasaga of how much tshuva they would have to do. Lakelev tashlichun oso. So it's a frightening prospect. People who are going to utilize these instruments, it really is, it's at a crisis. It's really at a crisis level. And again, with the power of these social media algorithms to project to millions and millions of people, the Aveira is magnified so many times over. It's frightening. It's frightening to think about. Miriam Hatzadekes Hanavia Shelo Dibra Bifne Achia and Shedibra Li Yeshuva Shel Olam. And as the Ramban says, mitoch ava, so she wasn't spared the punishment of tzaras. The only thing that she got was ve'am lo nosad he'asef Miriam, because she didn't really intend to harm. She was legitimately concerned. Many of us have had shiurim about this, about the history, about how she got Amram back together with Yocheved, so she couldn't understand the whole idea of, you know, separating families. If you separate families, Meshur Rabbeinu himself would have never been born. But that's why the Ramban says Miriam's a really good place to learn it from. She had a lot of things going for her. Tzadekes, Neviya, Gmul Chazda, she saved Moshe Rabbeinu's life. He never would have been born without her. And yet the Lashon Hara is shakul. He says there, the Rambam paskins based on the Gemara Nerchin that it's shakul keneged the Gimel Chamuros. And you're a kofar bikar because you're playing God. You think that you know everything about the person. So it's the Misaper Lashon Hara, it's the Mekabel Lashon Hara. And the Mekabel, as the Rambam says, is kasha min ha'omro. Because when a person allows a bully, or whoever it is, to present a person in a specific way by picking out some isolated thing, and they normalize that, and they validate that, okay, so I guess you're right. I guess that's what that person is a very, very, very serious, Aveira. And lo nechtam gzardin alav osenu shebin midbar, an entire generation was lost the aveira of Lashon Hara. The Rambam paskins and lochos deus, not just the Ma'amar Chazal, the Rambam paskins at the halacha, how the chumras hadavar. Okay, and again, people think it's nothing. You know, so I just said it. What's the big deal? Frightening. V'chimeachar di'ika halal agadol under my time I'm reading high. So if there's the halal agadol, which is so rarefied. So why do we say the halal mitzri? Mishum sheyesh bo chamisha dvarim halalu. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, Tchias HaMesim, V'chevlo Shabbatiach. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Dechsev Beseisiz, O Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Dechsev Ayam Rav Ayanus, Matan Torah, Dechsev Arim Ragdu Chelim, Tchias HaMesim, Dechsev Esalich Lifnei Hashem, Yartis HaChayim. Chavalo Shal Mashiach, Dechsev Lolonu Hashem Lolonu, Arm Yochanan Lolonu Hashem Lolonu, Zoshib and Malchios. Like Shmuel says, "In Olam Zal, Imas Hamashiach, Chal Shibun Malchios, Yikad Ami, Amar Biyechon, Alalano, Hashem Alalano, Zamul Chames Gogu Magog." Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Bnei Sheish Bo Milu Nefashol Shal Tzadikim Megehenim, Shenemar Ana Shemal Tenav Shi Chizki Amar Bnei Sheish Bo Yishbo Yiridasan Shal Tzadikim Lekip Shana Eish Vialiyasan Mimenu Yiridasan Dechsev Alalano Hashem Alalano Amar Chananya. Ki l'shimcha sein kavod amar mishol, al-chaz d'chal mitach amar zaryo, lama yom ra'agoyim amru chulan, al-yasen mikib shanesh, d'chsev, halu es Hashem kol goyim amar chananya, that he said that, shabchu kol omim amar mishol, ki gavor alinu chaz d'o amar zaryo, v'emes Hashem li'olam hallelujah, amru chulan, v'yesh amim v'emes Hashem li'olam gavriel amaro. What's the story of Gabriel? V'shah she'ipil, and by the way, the Rambam, just to hammer this point home, in the Sefer Mitzvos, in Mitzvot Tes, in Mitzvot Kiddush Hashem, the Rambam emphasizes, based on the Pasuk, when Yeshayahu lo ata yevosh Yaakov lo ata panav yechevaro, ki biroso maase yeladav bikirbo, that the entire door was nichna to the Muchanetzar, and was mishtachav l'talem, and it was only Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah that stood up, biroso maase yeladav bikirbo, when they saw the greatness of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah to stand up. So let's say the story of Gabriel. B'shash hippel nimrod ha-roshas Avraham Avinu soch kib shanei shemer Gabriel v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gabriel is considered the Malach HaEsh, by the way. Ribono shalom erid v'atzanin v'atzilos ha-tzadik mikib shanei shemer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I love this line. Ani yachid be'olami v'hu yachid be'olamo. Nor li yachid l'hatzil es ha-yachid. So the whole idea of ani v'lo Malach, ani v'lo Saref, ani v'lo Shaliach, that idea is an idea of Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not letting any malach take him out of there. I'm going in myself. Okay? But you volunteered, Gabriel. We're going to need you later. This is, we'll say, a take a rain check. Okay? No'e liyachid lahatzil es hayachid kilo no'e kilo yo'e. Lefisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino mekapeach schar kol birya. Oh, I wanted to bring a raya to that idea. Right, Vayechalek Alehem Laila Huva Vadava Yakem. Right, Rashi quotes from Chazal, Vayechalek Alehem Laila. This is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matzil Avraham Avinu from the Dalad Melachim. Ilan, we were talking the other day about Ki Yedatib, right, the special Dveikos, the Hatzalos of Avraham Avinu. So, Vayechalek Alehem Laila, right, Rashi quotes there that he was Mechalek Es Alaila, and the rest of the Laila he saved for Makas Bechoros. Vayiba Chatzi Alaila. So you see, it's the same idea that by Avraham Avinu and by Makas Bechoros, as Ani Yotzei B'soch Mitzrayim, it's Kadosh Baruch Hu B'chvod V'atzmo. By Avraham, it was always a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Yachid B'olami, Hu Yachid B'olamo, Chamisha Kinyanim Yeshel Kadosh Baruch Hu B'olamo, Avram Kinyan Echad, Avram was different than everybody else. Avram was the one who was Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokei HaShemayim, Ve'elokei Ha'aretz. So Gabriel could go in, but not for Avram. Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do himself. So what's the point? What's the connection? Why were we zocha to that? We're not Avram Avinu. But the reason all of Klal Yisrael was zocha to that was that Ani Yotzei B'soch Mitzrayim was a kiyum of a shvua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to Avram Avinu. V'gam es hagoy asher yavodu dan anochi. So we benefited from the standards of Avraham Avinu and Makas Bechoros. The standards of Avraham Avinu are Hashgacha Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechvodo V'atzmo. That's the idea of Makas Bechoros. It was a kiyum in that Shavua. Okay. So you're going to go in for Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah. Darish Rabbi Shimon Ashiloni, b'shoshei bil Nebuchadnezzar, Rosh Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah, zochiv rajesh, amad yurkimo, sar habarad. Okay, not a household name. Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, amar lefanav, ribono shalola. Eired va'atzanin es hakivshan. I can lower the temperature in there. Va'atzil atzadikim alol mikivshan esh. Amlo Gavriel, no. Engvuraso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chach. Shata sar barad v'kol yodin shemayim echaibin es esh. What kind of nes is that going to be? Elani sar shel esh eired va'akarer mibifnim va'akdiach mibachutz. I'm going to incinerate all the people who were mapil Avram l'soch kivshan esh or Hanani Mishael v'Azariah. Now it's a little bit ironic, hoisted by his own petard over here, that the Saro Shel Barad would get nailed by Gavriel with the line of Neis Besoch Neis, because we know that was the whole idea of Barad, of Eish Mislakachas Besoch HaBarad. So again, this is very fascinating stuff. Every line here, right? So Amalok HaKadosh Baruch Hu Reid, Ba'usa Shal Pasal Gavriel V'Amar V'Amesa Shem Li'ilam. That was the day, Ve'emes Hashem Nilam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept his promise. And generations before, Gabriel wanted to, he said, put me in, coach, you know, for the Avram Avinu save. But he said, Avram Avinu, I'm getting myself. And he yachid ve'olami, v'hu yachid ve'olamu. Reb Nasan Ha'imer, Ve'emes Hashem Li'olam Dagim Shebi'am Amru, who was the fish? Kidir Ravunam Ravuni Yisob Shevisa Dor Miktoni Amunu Ha'yuchadash Rabbim Amar Ma'idich Siv.
Right,
we want them to actually come out. The bodies should be there. The fish were going to eat them. So I'm going to pay you back with ribbis. I'm not demanding more than our equal share. So what was the ribbis? So it was 600 sheshmios rechav bachur v'chol rechav mitzrayim. So who else drowned in the sea? The chamios rechav barzel of Sisra. Okay, so that's going to be the dagim shabiyam. We're going to get to eat them. So amar lo nachal kishon yeheli ariv. He says, look, you're not going to have to demand it of me. Nachal Kishon is the guarantor. Miyan Polados on the Abasha, by Yisrael, Barodos, and Shinemari, by Yisrael, Misraim, Yisrael, Svasayam. By the way, the Rashbam referenced the fact that they were Zochel the Kvura, because at least they had done a little bit of tshuva at the end of their lives, and they said, Anusa, Mibne Yisrael, Ki Hashem, Neochal, Nahem, Mitzrayim. So, my Echad, Mech, Shabam, Dilu, if I were Xiv, Sheshme, Zrech, Bachur, Vilu, Bisis, Rexiv, Tesh, Chavios, Rech, of Barzel. So 1.5-fold. Kiyasa sisrasya alayu b'dekari defar zelo tikadosh baruch olim kochavim b'silosam d'chsev min shamayim nilchamu ha-kochavim. So the stars incinerated the iron of Sisra's chariots. Okay, so that was obviously, right? The stars are, as you know, according to physical science, Stars are masses of incandescent gas at temperatures which exceed the compatibility of human life. So the Kochavim incinerated the chariots of Sisra and set his soldiers aflame, immolating them. Those who were not immediately immolated tried to jump into water to survive. Min shamayim nochamo kochavim. Kevan de nachisu kochve shmaya layo agdiru hani dekari de farzalo nachisu le akri le mischi nafshaya benachal kishon. They jumped into the river to try to survive. So Amalek Hadish Baruch Hu nachal kishon leich vehashleim ervoncha. Right, you were the arev. So kol hanichalim, the Rashbam quotes from Koheles, holchim el hayam vayamin enu malei. Miyad girafam nachal kishon vihishlicham liyam shenemar nachal kishon girafam nachal kedumim my nachal kedumim nachal shenase arev mikedem boose sha paschu dagim shalyam v'amru v'emes Hashem liolam. Right, they didn't get to feast on the Egyptians, but they got Yavin and Sisera's army. Now, by the way, this idea, you can imagine this Gemara, people aflame trying to jump into the river. So they have this in the firebombing of Tokyo in 1945, before America started using the atomic bomb. So there's actually much more damage done in the firebombing of Tokyo. Most of the houses were made of paper and wood. So there are images. It's really a heart-wrenching thing to have to see. But this Gemara, you can actually visualize it. People on fire jumping into rivers in Tokyo trying to cool down. And the rivers literally being on fire. It's an amazing idea, but that's what the Gemara is trying to depict. Amar Reish Lakish Ma'id Dechsev Moshivi Akeres Habayis. Amar Knesset Yisrael Negadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shalom Samuni Banayich Kechulda Zo Hadara Ve'ikarei Batim. Like a Chulda lives amongst the cracks. Unfortunately, Knesset Yisrael has to say that the Jewish people are not living up to our side of the covenant. Darash Rav Ma'id Dechsev Ahavti Kishma Hashem. Amar Knesset Yisrael Ribono Shalom Ha'imas Ani Ahuva Lefanecham Bizman Shetishma Kol Tachnunai. They don't have much to stand on. I'm still yours, even though I've been unfaithful. The Rashbam points out here something interesting, which is that we have many such Gemaras where we see that a Rebbe was always sending to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi. So he wonders, was this one prolonged illness or was this a series of many different illnesses? So Shalach la Rabbi Amor lanu Shnayim v'shosh advarim Shamarta lanu Mishum Abicho. So Shalach lo Kachamer Abba Maidich Siv Halu Es Hashem Kol Goyim. So Umos Olam Ayavitayu. So why would they be the ones? Ki Gavar Aleinu Chazdo V'yemes Al Hashem Le'olam Hallelujah. Why would they be the ones to give Shevach Voda if things that are good happen to us? So Hachi Kamer Halu Es Hashem Kol Goyim. Agivuros v'niflos da avid behadayu kol shekein anu de gavra aleinu chazdo. So basically, in other words, they should give halal because all the promises that were made to us kept were kept. So they should give it b'toras emes. You see that Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps our promises, but we should give it b'toras the chesed that we received. So our huda is more personal. V'od chada, my father used to say, Rabbi Yossi used to say, asi the mitzrayim. Shetavi dora on the Mashiach. Chesavur deino mekabel mehem. Or the Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashiach kabel mehem. Achsan yasu the banai b'mitzrayim. So that's like the din. You know, the pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze. Lo sisoev mitzri ki ger ha'isa be'arto. Achsan yabishas adchak. See, this is a very important halacha. Even if somebody wrongs you, and even if the totality of your relationship is that they wronged you more than they helped you, you can't forget the tova. That's what we mean by yena Kadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach skar kol birya. So we cannot repudiate the Egyptians entirely. Lo sisoyev mitzri ki ger ha'isa be'artzo. It sounds almost absurd. Then they enslaved us for hundreds of years. Kol abena yiloda yorot ha'shichu. But our standards of hakaras hatov are so high that choshesh in lemiuta. That even if a person rove was not good, if they did good things for you, you can't forget that. This is nogea halacha lemaisa. You will have people, in the end, who will, unfortunately, not have been positive in terms of the net interactions you have, but you still have to be makir tov for the good that they did. That's what this halacha is. Lo sisoyev mitzri ki gera yisa biarto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets the standard for this and obviously follows it himself. He tells Mashiach that he can't repudiate the Egyptians entirely. Okay. Miyad yasayu chashmanim imin yitrayim nasa kushka v'chom b'yatzim ha'lalu sh'nishtabdu b'hem kach ani sh'lo nishtabdi b'hem, right? Nishtabati mihem b'hem lo kol shekein shem lo Kadosh Baruch Hu kabel mehem. Miyad kush tarit yadav elohim nasa malchus romia rasha kavachom atzma ma'lalu sh'in achayin. It was the beginning of that pasuk. Wait a second. That's a little bit of a different story. So that's a pasuk in Tehillim Samachas, Lamed Aleph. So let's take a look. Let's darshan the pasuk. So the Gemara says, Garchayas kana garchaya vikana lecha eda dvaracher garchayas kana shadara ben hakanim vichsiv yar charsimena chazir miyar. That's always a metaphor for Edom. Viziz sada yirena am Rabbi Chiya bar Abim Yochanan gar bechayas shakol maaseh nichtav mikul mazecha. That they tortured the Jews so much, they were always chosim them letzad chiyuv. Adas abirim beegli amim sheshachtu abirim kaagalim. She'ein lehem b'aylem, misrapes, birtzi kesef, she'poshin lab b'kabel mamon, ve'enos in ritzon b'aylem. They were dishonest in yoni mamonos. Pizer amim, k'ravos yechpatsim, migarm lam yisrael, she'ispazlov in umos olam, k'revo she'yechafetzim hem. In fact, the Ramban references this Gemara at the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. He says, Vayishlach Yaakov malachim, lefanav, eleisav achiv, aretz ha'seir, sedei adom, was a mistake, and it was, ma'isav osim on the banim. We were too solicitous of Rome. It's an amazing amount of wealth. So I'm Rabbi Shimon Rabbi, the Rabbi, Vamri Lad Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yossi, Hani Laman. So, Hani Laman, who are they for? L'chol l'chavel l'chol l'chavrusach. Ultimately, will inherit it. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, in Yeshaya, v'haya sachra v'etnana kodesh l'Hashem lo yotzer v'lo yichasein ki la yoshim l'yay Hashem yasachra l'chol l'savah v'nimchase atik. Okay, so what's the drasha? So my lo yatzer tani Rav Yosef lo yatzer zabeis otzer lo yechasin zabeis geniza. My ki yoshim b'dvei Hashem. I'm Reb Lazar zamakir makom chaver b'yeshiva. People who are so familiar with yeshiva, they know where everybody's makom is. Not because they're walking around, battling, because they just spend a lot of time there. So yikadam Reb Lazar zamakabel play chaver b'yeshiva. My lo mechase atik yomin. So people who are not revealing things that shouldn't be revealed, the Sisrei Torah, Maisim Rekava, Maisim Breishis, like it says in Chagiga, Maininu Sisrei Torah, Vika Darmi, Zemigala Dvarim Shekisa Atik Yomin, Maininu Tamei Torah. We should always give the Tamei Torah. That's a Mefurish Rashi, the beginning of Parashas Mishpatim, that you have to be Meir Panim Batorah. You should be, Kishulchan Aruch, it should be very, very clear to everybody who's involved, to be masbir ta'ameh hadavar is very, very important. Hence the Sefer Achinuch, hence the Rambam. Never, in such a sense that observance should be contingent on, feeling like I understand this ad hasof. Observance is always, that's always a non-negotiable, nasa v'nishma. But it's always a different kind of observance if you feel that you have a deeper understanding. Nasa v'nishma is about, first they just said nasa, but nishma means we have the opportunity to try to relate to it. Okay, so what about some halacha l'maisa? Let's go back to Tosfos. Happens to be machlokas between the Torah and the Mechaber. So Birkas Hashir, Rav Yehuda Amar Yahalucha, Rav Yochanan Amar Nishmas Kol Chai. So how should we be Misayim? So it's actually Machlokas between the Torah and the Mechaber, whether we stick the Yahalucha after the Halal Mitzri, or we wait until after Nishmas. So Kamash Malan, Tosu says, Dafilu Malkam Shel Nagu Levarich Acharav, B'Leilei Pesach Tzarech Levarich. Now interesting for us, we, our minhag is not to make the Yahalucha in the sense of Melech Mehulal Batish Bachos, right, at the Yalalucha, everybody agrees that Rechosim after Yishtabach, the Nagu Pshita, Inami, right, if we're just talking about the people who always make a bracha at the end of Halal, that should be obvious. Inami, that Filu Makom Shenagu, Havamina Davka Biyamim. Ava Belaila, Interech Levarech, Kamash Mulan, that this Laila is different. So again, the practice of the Mechaber would be that you have the Halal HaMitzri, right? And you finish it off with Hod L'Hashem Ki Tov Ki Olam Chasdo, Hod L'Hashem Ki Tov Ki Olam Chasdo, and then you have the Halal HaGadol, Hod L'Hashem Ki Tov Ki Olam Chasdo, then you have Nishmas Hakel V'Tasim Musuzecha Shochinad Makalos Yishtabach, and the Mechaber would then have you insert the Halalucha, and then you finish off, right, Baruch Atah Hashem El Kamelch Agadol Mulah Batish Bachos Kel Dos Deivlos Abachor Shish Ram Melech Yachid. If you follow the Nusach of the Rambam, Kel Chay HaOlamim. The tour would have you say the Yalucha between the Halal HaMitzri and the Halal HaGadol. Okay, so that's a machlokas between the tour and the Mechaber. I don't know what your family minhag is. According to the Rambam, you say the Yalucha after the Halal HaMitzri, right? That's it. Then you have the Kos Revi, and your Mosaic, the Kos Chamishi, before the Halal HaGadol. And so the Rambam has his own Shita. Let me just instantiate that view, right? So that's the din of the Mishnah. That's the way it sounds, right? Revi, Gomer, Olav, Es HaHalal, the Halal HaMitzri. And then, of course, you say the Halal HaGadol, but that's already separated. Just give me a second. Establish the point. Yeah. V'achar kach mezek kisrivi v'gomer alav esahalo v'omer alav birkas ashir v'hi halucha shem kol ma'asecha m'varech bari pi agafen. I'm reading Berakhas.
Ad
V'chozein achova kemo arba kosos. You'd have to drink it. V'yishol digmar sahal b'chol makom. At that point, you can be released. Okay, so that is Shita Sarambam. Okay, so the Shita of the Rambam is in many ways related to the Shita of the Tur. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nishmas Kolchai, Nire Hachi Perusho, Af Nishmas Kolchai, Achar Yihalucha. Right, so this is Tosfos is saying, after you would say Yalucha, then you would say Nishmas Kolchai, like the Tur. So that's why you would call it the Birchas Hashir. Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen lo yachosim ha'alucha kim b'nishmas levado mishum delishna de Birchas Hashir mash machad bracha, that you wouldn't say two different brachos. Right, so he would not say, you know, melech mulal b'tishbachos twice. Mehodu ad al naros bavel chenanu osim brandu tzadik b'ashem, right? Eino mina mizmor, that's not included in the mizmor itself. Okay, very good. So again, just kuf lamid hey, not kuf lamid vav, and not shir hamalos, as we said, not you know, hinei barchos Hashem kol avdi Hashem. We don't include that either. Okay, good. All right, so we covered a lot of ground. All right, so let's talk just a little bit in terms of